Hi, welcome to another episode of Your Fest. This one is a little bit different, basically because we had a bad connection. I was talking to, it was actually a very interesting chat with Rafa from Maison Kalao in Senegal. Unfortunately, like I said, the connection on the first 15 minutes or so of it was not great. The sound is just, when I listen back to it, it's atrocious. So what I decided to do is cut out that, which is unfortunate because it's actually the introduction to the man, and what he's trying to do is history. And then instead, what we did was we continued our chat. We were talking about fonio, which is a grain in Western Africa, Central Africa, widely used. And he's brewing beer with it. So we continued the chat from there. And I think that the sound is maybe still not perfect, but it's okay. I think you can make it out, and it's well worth listening to. Unfortunately, like I said, you didn't get to hear his history, which is that his mother's from Cameroon, his father's from Africa. He was brought up in Senegal. He's got a big interest in brewing and all of that, and why he went. And I look at the beer scene in Senegal, which one thing we mentioned on here is that Senegal has a large Muslim population, something like 90% Muslim. So the actual market for beer is quite low, which makes it, I suppose, a little bit more challenging to be setting up a brewery. But that's the background. That's the background. Where we're going to come in here now is talking about fonio, which is, as you see, a very, very interesting grain to brew with. I won't delay you. Look, there's no point in me repeating more. Here's Rafa talking about fonio.
We'll pretend the last 20 minutes didn't happen. We'll start from scratch.
Yes.
Okay,
Okay.
so
So we're talking about Fonio.
yes, we were talking about fonio. So I understand, like, it's a traditional grain for the food and brewing in that part of the world. It's very, from the only photograph I've seen, it's very much like sorghum, is it? It looks very much the
No,
same.
it's very different. So look, the fonio looks like it would look like a sesame seed,
Okay.
a bit even smaller.
Okay.
It's black, and so what we do is we use the fonio as this. So
Okay.
this is the fonio.
Geez, yeah, I could
Okay, it
see.
looks like
Yeah.
a couscous a little bit,
Right.
It's white and it's pre-gelatinized.
Okay. Yeah, I can see why that would be difficult to malt.
Yes, look. So I will show you the different grain. So here, sorry.
Okay.
Here you've got millet. This is
Okay.
millet.
All right. Yep.
And like the sorghum is like 3 times bigger than the millet.
Okay.
And here you got fonio,
Jesus.
which is very small, and it looks like couscous, even smaller than
Okay.
couscous.
And
So I know the way.
so is that, I guess, I guess the question on that is, like, if it's a traditional grain, but it has, say wheat and barley have been, at least over the last few hundred years, they've been bred to be big and thick so that they can just be kind of monoculture. Is that, like, that hasn't happened to fonio? It is still a
Yeah.
staple crop, but it hasn't been kind of
No,
homogenized.
not at all. No. Because fonio is not very known in Senegal.
Okay.
Is like in Mali is more common, and in Guinea as well.
Okay.
But to make beers out of it, I'm pretty sure they did. But there's nothing. I never heard anything historical about a fonio made out of beer. A
Okay.
beer made out of fonio. Not like the sorghum or the millet, which is more common.
Okay, so
Because.
yeah, so that's interesting. So what made you decide to try and brew a beer with it?
I was looking for like different African cereal. So
Okay.
I knew about millet and sorghum, of course, and rice. So we start to use the rice, and then we try with the millet. And then it was, I never heard about fonio. I went there with my wife in the east of the country, and we had a big big dishes made out of fonio. So I asked about it, and they told me it's a cereal, and for that is really interesting. I should try to use that in a beer. So I look around on the internet about fonio, and I was this friend from America. He told me, like, there is this chef from Senegal who's is Pierre Thiam, and he's living in Brooklyn.
Okay.
So Pierre Thiam is like the ambassador of fonio. He's talking
okay.
about fonio and try to value the fonio in America. So so I found his contact, and I write to him saying, like, I'm gonna use fonio with beer, and I know that you come very often in Senegal, so I would like to meet you. And he just told me, like, yeah, he was making a fonio beer with the Brooklyn Brewing Company.
Okay.
And it was the second time that Brooklyn was making a fonio beer.
Oh, right.
So we write to Brooklyn saying, like, we're going to use the fonio, but we don't know how to use it.
Okay.
And we have we have some advice to them. And they say, great, this is how we use it. You just pour it in the beer, like when you do the mash, and that's it.
Okay, so...
And so they, how is
sorry, this is, I mean, because you're coming out with Brooklyn, which is a pretty well-known brewery now. I mean, you're kind of going from your little place into dealing with big brewers here, well-known. So so they had already brewed once before with it, and they were the ones who gave you the advice on exactly how to do it, and that was their...
Yeah.
And you've brewed now, what, three times, you said?
No, we brew like many times with the fonio, but we have two beers made out of fonio. One with mango, and the other one, it's a pils with fonio.
Okay.
And we have a different way to brew than Brooklyn, you know, because we have a smaller tank, and to use this, we need to have like the hop stocks, you know. So this is how we use it.
Okay.
It didn't work at first, but we tried like several times, and at some point we find a way. It was pretty good.
Okay.
And it tastes very different.
And what? So, are you malt? It is malted, or not? Or it's
no, not
no. Okay, it's just put in there. So it's more of a flavor. It doesn't actually ferment then, does it? It just brings the flavor into it.
Yeah, it gives a flavor, and it gives a body. The body is, it's soft, smooth, I would say, maybe. A bit, when you have it, it's like, it's pretty soft, you know? And it's soft and sweet.
Right.
If you eat the fonio, for me, it tastes a little bit like nuts. You have like a aftertaste of nuts. And in the beer, you have this and slightly acid. And it, how do you say? It tastes like some kind of butter biscuit, a little bit, you know, but very softly.
Okay. And so where you getting... You said it's not really widely used in or known in Senegal. So where are you getting it from?
That's a long story, but I know this agriculture that it comes from the east of Senegal. And I know his daughter, so she told me, like, oh, my dad probably know about fonio. So ask him. It was so hard to get the fonio. So hard. And different fonio every time, you know, because sometimes it can be white, sometimes it can be dark.
Okay.
And it's not the same taste, and it's not the same way to use it.
Okay.
But when Pierre Thiam, the chef, came, like, he introduced me to this agriculture who export the fonio in America and in Scotland, apparently.
Scotland.
And so now we buy the fonio from him. And it's really good. It's the best fonio we have so far.
Okay. And yeah, because I did come across, after I knew I was talking to you, I did come across an article about Pierre and Brooklyn, that they were, that they, like you said, they're really evangelists. Yeah. They seem to be wanting to try and promote fonio to everyone, that it's the perfect grain. Well, the way they're phrasing it, it's the perfect grain for climate change and for all of that, because it's very hardy and it can grow anywhere without water. But from what I understand in the article, there isn't much set up in the way of kind of processing it. It's still a very manual process to get it ready.
Yeah, it is.
And so how long do you have to spend? Do you get it in clean, or do you have to do all that yourself?
No, I get it already. It's pretty gelatinized.
Okay,
so because I bought it, I wanted to malt it, so I bought the grain, but it was just too small to malt. So we just bought like this kind, yeah.
Okay.
And it's great. It's really good.
Okay. And are you the only person brewing with it in Senegal?
With the fonio?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So it's just basically there's you and Brooklyn Brewery, or two people in the world. You're an exclusive club.
Yes. Yes.
What are
yes? But so, I went to.
Yeah. No.
So I went to France this last month. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. No. Sorry.
I talk about the fonio.
Okay, and
I bring some. No, go ahead. Sorry.
No, sorry. We're kind of talking over each other. There's a little delay. Yeah. So no, but you started promoting it in France. You were.
Yes. Exactly. I bring some. So this is the cap. So this one is our pills. So we brought like about 10 of those, and I went to see my former like master in brewing, and tried this beer. And I thought he was really interested, and I said, "Oh, you should come to Senegal and we could brew together a beer of fonio." And one of them, which is Placidlet, they want to come to Senegal soon. And get some fonio and bring it back to Paris and made a fonio beer.
Okay,
that's probably.
And does it suit certain types of beer, or can it go? Do you think it can go with any type of beer?
I think any type of beer should work. The mango one, it's how do you call it? It's a dark beer. It's not dark like it's not a stout.
Okay,
it's. It's brown beer.
Okay. And
it works pretty well with it.
Okay.
But I would say the best would be to have a brown beer or a pils, lager maybe.
Okay. And like, how much work is there? Like you said, you're not malting it, so you're adding it into the mash. And is that the point which is added in?
Yes.
Okay. Does it need to
add it to the mash?
Okay. And given the size of it, then does that lead to does it clog all your equipment?
Yes. Yes, it does. It does. Garrett Oliver told me the way they do it at Brooklyn, they just throw it into it. They're like, this tank are so big that they don't have any problem.
Okay.
Me, I've got I've got a small tank, and I've got all the, you know.
So you're
just problem you have when you brew something.
Yeah. So you're just bringing extra cleaning and work on yourself for no reason.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, it sounds. And does that feel, are you selling a lot of that? Is that what people are looking for, or is that what you're now known for?
Yeah, well, it's actually our number one beer.
Okay.
Here is the one we sell the most. We have six different beers, and this one we start to sell it about 8 months ago, and okay. So far it's the best.
Okay.
It's what people are looking for.
All right. Well, that's always good. I suppose. Yeah. I mean, if you're the only person doing it, then you become known for, you know, that is a unique selling point, as they say.
Okay.
But this using Fonio, it's not a replacement then for the millet or for sorghum or for barley or anything. It's an additional flavoring.
Yes.
Okay.
I never mix with others. I've got a sorghum beer, I've got a millet one, okay. One with rice. And one with Fonio, but every time between 20% and 50%.
Okay. And then the rest of it is what?
It's barley malt.
Okay.
Pale ale or Pilsen.
Okay. I'm wondering, do you know the mechanics or like the chemistry of it? So when you're putting this in with the barley, you're putting it in at the mash. So there are already enzymes from the barley. Mm-hmm. There's enzymes there. So that is extracting out the sugars as well from the Fonio? Or do you know, is it?
Yes. Okay. I don't have all the technical terms.
Okay.
But I know the Fonio have a lot of, how do you call that? Amidon?
Yeah.
Like amylase. What's the enzyme it would cut?
Yeah.
Amylase. Yeah. A lot of amylase in it.
Okay, and so
you know, it's pretty thick, you know, when you put it into the water. You leave it in the mash tun like for 20 minutes, you would see like it's start to be like
a
kind of.
And do you so you're going to be obviously, like you said, there's Brooklyn Brewery, and now you're trying to get some French brewers to take interest. Is there any other interest in African breweries that you've seen anywhere around?
Other brewers who would like to use it?
Yeah.
You
haven't seen any?
Yes. Yeah, no, yeah, there's this guy I met a few months ago. He's from Cap Vert. I don't know how you call that. Green Cap, maybe. This island in west of Mauritania.
Okay, yeah, I think it's Nevers. Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy heard about it, so he came to Senegal, and we talked to each other, and we said like, oh, yeah, let's make a beer together. I can send you some Fonio. You try, and you send me something from your island.
Okay.
So like, Yeah,
it's making you lots of friends.
Yes, you know, it's great in brewing because you can, you know, if you have some kind of expertise in something, so you can give it to any brewers and say, like, okay, let's make a collaboration. The Fonio, it's a great cereal. You can try it, and this is how you value, I think, the grain.
Okay. You know, it's interesting. It's like I said, I had not even heard of the grain up to a couple of weeks ago. So it's interesting to see that it's not just you, but that it's actually getting a push from America as well and now beginning to spread out. So hopefully someday I'll get to try some Fonio beer as well. But going back,
yes.
I'll have to go to Senegal, I guess. I'll have to plan that.
I could send you that. If you're in Ireland, we'll be finding a way to send it to you.
Okay. Anyway, let's go back to at the start.
Don't worry.
We had a little bit of sound problems at the very start. So you're now established for what, 5 years? Or 3 years?
No, for only two. It's been a year now. We're selling our beer.
Okay. I thought
we have been selling it since 3 years. No, I was saying I came back to Senegal 5 years ago, just for holidays.
Okay, that's where I was
and
getting.
I found out about the beer magic. Yes. Okay.
And so the brewery's open 1 year, and you're still small. But if I saw correctly, you're doing a crowdsourcing.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. It's difficult here because you can't have any help from the banks, you know, because it's alcohol, so they don't risk to get involved in it.
Okay.
So the only way was to do crowdfunding.
Okay, and how's that going?
So we launched the crowdfunding during the summer, and I think it wasn't the best time to do it. But so far, it's it's all right. And we don't have any, we have like 3 months to gather the money that we need. So I think it would be all right.
Okay, and is that limited to people in Senegal, or can other people contribute? What, like, I saw that you have different offers and stuff. So I'm wondering how, if someone over here or someone in the States or something wanted to contribute, they are just going to be contributing. I presume you can't ship them beer.
Of course.
But I presume you can't ship them.
But we try. We did it this summer. That's why we came back to France also, is to bring some beer. anyone could do it because it's on a French website, so okay. It's okay.
Okay, let me find here one second, just so that everybody does know, if anybody wants to go and check it out. It's linked from your homepage, is it, from your own website? And I'll put your website up here just so anybody can find it. One second. It didn't come up. There we go. I'll show this on the. So that's the website, Maison Kaleo. And there you can go and you can learn more about the Fonio, about the history of the brewing. You're doing a lot of collaborations with other African breweries as well, are you? Because I know you've got it down.
If I do collaboration.
Yeah. No, I'm just interested in the fact that your slogan, your logo is, you know, you're the Pan-African brewery. So I'm wondering, are you doing a lot of collaborations and a lot of work with other brewers across Africa?
It's only a year now, but we try to chat with other brewers from Africa.
Okay. You see yourself,
especially the one that use. Because what we really want to do is to value the product you can find in Africa, you know, like not only the cereal but things like, we work on a beer with manioc, you know. Okay. Manioc, I don't know if it's the right word in English.
I think
manioc cotton.
I know it. Cassava or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the sweet potatoes also is something we like to work with.
Okay, and have you done many with those?
And yes.
Have you done many with those ingredients? With because
the potatoes. Yeah, with the manioc. Yeah, we did once. It was very uncommon, but it was good. It's pretty good. And with the potatoes, it's just too difficult. I don't think we have the material to make it yet. But we want the one we can find maybe from South Africa. we use mostly hops from South Africa to keep the Pan-African cycle.
Okay. So yeah, you should talk to, I can't pronounce her name, which is very annoying, a Piwe, I can't remember her surname, but from Tolikazi Brewing down there. She's doing a lot of stuff with other breweries. She's really interesting.
Yes. I follow them.
All right, you know her. Okay.
Yes, well, then, yeah, we follow them. They're great.
Yeah, no, she's...
I wish we'd be able to make a collaboration.
Well, maybe someday, because she's doing a lot with sorghum as well.
Yes, I saw that. I'd love to try it. Have you had a chat with her?
Yeah, it's been a while back now. It was last year sometime. We had a thing with herself and Kweza from Rwanda as well. We had kind of two of them on together. It was and Bature from Nigeria. So we had a big chat that day. But we were talking about the same thing, that the kind of the traditional side of it, of trying to merge that traditional with maybe modern brewing as well, and try to keep the tradition alive and the ingredients.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So where are you going with this? And so you're still small, but hopefully your crowdfunding will get you the funds you need, and you're working with people like Brooklyn and with other brewers in France and across Africa. So where do you see the size of the brewery going in, say, over the next couple of years? Will you be a Senegal brewery? Will you be an African brewery? Will you be exporting to America or to Europe? Or where do you want to bring it?
Well, I think we would have a 5 hectoliters brewery in Senegal, and maybe start to make beer somewhere else. I always wanted to make something in Cameroon. My mom, she's from Cameroon, so probably in a few years I would try something in Cameroon. But what I'd love to try is to grow hops in Central Africa, because I think it's possible in the mountain in Cameroon.
Okay, so you want to set up
hopefully maybe one day. I wish, and also I would like to. It's what we did also when we went to France. It's to make our beer, the one with Fonio, in Paris.
Okay,
especially that's.
And do you have?
That's what we want to do. We want to. Mm-hmm.
No, do you have somewhere in mind collaboration with someone, or?
Yes, probably. Probably I can't say it now, but maybe in a year or two we'll do something. Okay. And the idea is to the money we can raise, it would be for the one who cultivate the fonio, like Pierre Thiam does.
Okay.
It's one thing we want to do from France.
So it sounds like you've a lot planned. You're going to be busy for the next couple of years.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Hopefully. It sounds like it's a big step, setting it up in Senegal in the first place, given the market size, but then all this other work you've got going on. It's like, where do you find the time to do the actual brewing?
life in Senegal is pretty easy. It's pretty chill. So you can find the time to concentrate on different things. We brew every day, every day, maybe 6 times per week. But while we brew, we try also to grow. It's my wife and I, we work together.
Okay.
And for now, it's just the two of us making everything. But hopefully, if the crowdfunding works and we can start to be bigger, and then we could have more time, I think, to develop ourselves.
So is that... Sorry, you just made me think there. I was about to let you go, but is that the side you... you like the actual brewing and discovering and kind of playing with recipes, or the business side, or setting up hop farms? What part of it is, or is it just getting to meet the people that you're kind of collaborating with? What part of it really is kind of what you
It's
would
the
spend all
brew.
your time doing? It's the brewing.
I love brewing. I love to brew. This is my thing. Like, I always try to find some new things, you know, and try different stuff. That's I try things that like nobody explore yet. I think it's great to be in Senegal for that because there's a lot of new stuff that you can't find in like in the biggest common country that we know.
And do you think that that's
It's the whole exploration about.
is that something you think we're all going to start seeing over say in Europe, that more African ingredients starting to come in, or do you think it's set in its ways over in Europe and America?
Think so. Yeah, I think it's yeah. I think we try to value it and to say like there is like a say a different way of using cereal and trying cereal, you know, have something different than the wheat, for example, or the barley. And try to propose something different without gluten and without and because you find some nutrients that are very interesting in the food industry. Like I didn't talk about that, but we try to be a brewing that we don't throw anything, you know. So when we finish to brew, we collect the cereal and we make them dry and we transform it. So we make also educational foam out of it. And we try our experience with it. So we made bread, we made biscuits, crackers, things like this. But yeah, the idea it would be also in a few years to use all that grain and to make something out of it and work with that. In Senegal or in other country, you know, bottom of mix with sorghum or with fonio or anything like this. But this is something else.
Every time, the longer we're going on here, I'm about to let you go, and you suddenly have a new idea that you're doing something else as well. It's kind of the longer we're here, just more ideas coming everywhere. It's a bit overwhelming. I don't know how you do it. But listen.
We're very passionate, my wife and I. She's not with me now, but she's really, really passionate also about it. And we do kombucha.
Kombucha
She's
as well.
making the kombucha also.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I should have talked about that, but we are looking for the funyu and the beer, so.
But so the kombucha, are you selling that through the same network, or does that go through a completely different distribution network?
No, it's kind of the same. It's brand new. It's the first kombucha made in Senegal, but because most of the Muslim wanted something, you know, something without alcohol, and we thought we did some ginger beer, but it was too wild, and couldn't. We started making kombucha out of fruits from Senegal, and like people that a bit frustrated, not drinking beer, they love kombucha. I think it's really something that is working well here.
Yeah, I haven't had that in
And
a
it's
long
an alternative.
time. Okay, listen, Rafa, it's been yeah, we had a little bit of issues at the start, but we got over them. And I know you want to get brewing, because you told me you want to get brewing today. So I'm going to let you go and just say thanks a million for taking the time. And I'd love to talk again
Thank
sometime,
you, Brian.
maybe when the
Yeah, of
cows
course,
come
anytime.
and maybe we could get yeah maybe get you and someone from Brooklyn, or a Piwe from Tallaght in South Africa or something, on at the same time to discuss, because it sounds like like I can see how yourself and a PWA would be
Yes.
meshing together with a lot of thoughts and a lot of ideas. So that would be interesting. So but yeah, best of luck with the crowdfunding. Luck with the kombucha and the fonio and the hop farm and exporting it to France. So I'll let you get on with it.
Thank you.
Because you'll be very tired by the end of all of this. But it's been a pleasure. It really has. Really, really enjoy this. The time.
Yeah, for me too.
And yeah, and we'll talk to you again.
Thanks a lot.
Hopefully very soon. Okay, I'll play out another video just to let us go. And yeah, as I said, thanks again a million to Rafa. And if you do, check out their website, because there's a link there to their crowdfunding. And I don't know, I didn't look at everything, but maybe you can get something that he can actually send that isn't just, you know, he can't send beer, but maybe he can send something else, and we'll see. And hopefully we'll get them, they'll be funded, and everything will be growing rapidly when we next speak. Okay, thanks a million.
Thank you.